The Prime Minister has sought to build a firewall to protect her government from the scandals surrounding Peter Slipper and Craig Thompson. After arguing all last week that Peter Slipper could return to the Speaker's chair if and when he was cleared of criminal allegations involving cabcharge fraud, Julia Gillard has now declared the separate civil claim of sexual harassment must also be settled before he gets that job back. And after months of inaction on Craig Thompson, the Prime Minister has effectively suspended him from the government until his alleged misuse of a union credit card is resolved. It was the Prime Minister in full damage control in a bid to reassert some moral authority and clear the decks with the federal budget just over a week away. And there's also speculation this morning that the government's already moving to the next stage in its recovery strategy, an announcement on the carbon tax. But the Climate Minister, Greg Combe, denies any such move. And I spoke with him a short time ago. Minister, the Prime Minister says she's acted because, quote, a line has been crossed. That's why she moved on both Peter Slipper and Craig Thompson. Can you explain for people listening what was that line?
Well, I think there's just a point where, you know, distractions with issues like this is crossed and it's time to just clean it up. And I think I strongly support what the Prime Minister's done. You know, we've got a budget to bring down in a week or so, and we've still got important legislation to deal with and important reforms, including the introduction of the carbon price, to implement. And at the end of the day, they are far more important issues for the government to be able to concentrate on, and also for the public to concentrate on.
But the government has known of the allegations against Craig Thompson for years now, and for the last week or so, the government's been standing by Peter Slipper resolutely. What changed on the weekend?
I'm not sure that the latter description is entirely right. I mean, it's been made clear that in relation to the some of the unlawful or allegations of unlawful conduct that have been made against Mr. Slipper, that it'd be appropriate that he stand down in relation to that. But I think when you have a look at the feeding frenzy over both of these issues in recent days, it's the best approach that the Prime Minister has adopted. It is a matter of judgment. She's made the judgment that it's better for these things to happen, for Mr. Thompson to sit as an independent and for Mr. Slipper to continue to stand aside as Speaker until these issues are all cleared up. And I think that's a much better position for the Parliament to be in.
In your judgment, would it have been better for the Prime Minister to have made this decision earlier?
Well, I support the Prime Minister's judgment in this matter, and you can't allow these things to just run on. They do have to be dealt with, and she's dealt with them.
Do you think the government's now in a better position today without Craig Thompson and Peter Slipper in their respective posts?
Well, what I want the government to be able to do, as I'm sure the PM and all of my colleagues do, is to be able to concentrate on and talk about what we're doing. And, of course, we've got some very important reforms that we have to do. We're delivering a surplus in the budget to come in a week, and it's a difficult budget, and it'll be an important achievement to record that. But when you look at the state of the economy, it's overall in good shape, and we are making important reforms. I mean, the minerals resource rent tax legislation is important, of course, and that'll give us the opportunity to provide for a cut in company tax, to boost people's retirement savings, to invest in infrastructure, and to provide important tax breaks for small business. We've got to tackle climate change, and in the coming couple of months, I'll be continuing the implementation of the carbon price legislation, and these are all very important matters that I think would be far better as the focus of public discourse.
All these important matters, though, are crowded out completely by other elements that seem to crowd this government. And in the recent fortnight, it has been Peter Slipper, the affairs of the Speaker, and Craig Thompson affair. You're one of the hardest working ministers in the government, implementing one of the most complex pieces of legislation in the carbon tax. Does this ongoing distraction of the government's management annoy you, and do you think more could be done to clear these things more quickly?
You know, to be frank, I'm fed up with it. There's a lot of concentration on these issues, and I don't mean to trivialise them, nor do I mean to prejudge the individuals involved. They have a right to due process, but I think the Prime Minister's made the right call in dealing with them here, because we do need to discuss the important issues for the future of the country and the reforms that the government is introducing to strengthen the economy and to ease the pressure on working families, and we're doing a lot in that respect.
All the commentary today is very negative towards the Prime Minister, saying the Prime Minister moved too slowly, and the way this was done confirms the view for many in the public that this Prime Minister doesn't act in the public interest, she acts in her own interest or in the government's interest to hang on to power at any cost.
I've seen the commentary, but you know, sometimes it's difficult to get through some of the things that we're doing. And if you bear with me, I'll just restate a few. We are building the national broadband network, which will be a huge productivity driver for the future of our economy, opening up business opportunities, education and health services for people all across the country. We're making record investments in transport infrastructure. We're introducing the minerals resource rent tax to spread the benefits of the mining boom to ordinary people across the community, people who need help. We're focusing heavily on education, improving vocational education, training and skills, acting on important environmental issues. You know, we've increased family payments. We've introduced paid parental leave. We've increased the childcare rebate. We've introduced an education tax refund, the biggest ever increases in pensions for retired Australians, and the list goes on. This is actually a reforming Labor government that is helping working people, helping retirees in this country in very significant ways, and those are the issues that are important to focus on.
Let's go to the important issues, because, as I say, the commentary today is that the Prime Minister has cut these two people loose because the reforms you've just listed there aren't getting any airplay. Let's go to the carbon tax. There's a report in the Sydney Morning Herald today suggesting the government is also planning an announcement to try and soften the impact of the carbon price. Is that correct?
No, it's not correct. We're introducing a very significant measure of household assistance to support people during the introduction of the carbon price. And you would have heard me perhaps say before that 9 out of 10 households will receive assistance through tax cuts or pension increases or other Commonwealth payments. But in fact, 4 million households and the lowest income households in the country will receive assistance that's at least 20% more than the expected average price impact. Across all Australian households, it's now clear that our estimation of the electricity price impact of $3.30 a week of introducing the carbon price was accurate, is accurate. The independent regulators are saying it's accurate. And the average household assistance we're offering to people through tax cuts, pension increases and the like, is $10.10 per week. And these are important features of this particular policy reform, and will in fact start making advance payment to pensioners and families in the course of the next couple of months.
And you're not planning any change to that household compensation? Any increase?
It's a very important and a strong level of household assistance we're offering, and the report in the Sydney Morning Herald today, I'm afraid I don't know anything about it or where it's come from. It's already a very strong household assistance package.
And we're going to be joined in a moment by the Shadow Attorney General George Brandis just finally, and the opposition is calling on the government to reject what it calls the tainted vote of Craig Thompson. Craig Thompson now sitting on the crossbenches, making it clear he will keep on supporting and voting with the government. What's your response to that call from Tony Abbott?
Well, you couldn't have any more contrast, could you? And Tony Abbott just continues to peddle in sleaze, negativity, and we're endeavouring to make major reforms. That's about, says it all about this parliament, I'm afraid.
With respect, the Prime Minister has kicked Craig Thompson out of the caucus because of allegations of sleaze.
Well, I think as you would have seen from the coverage yesterday, in fact, the Prime Minister and Mr Thompson had a discussion in which it was agreed that he would be suspended from Labor Party membership. He then took the initiative himself to do so, and he'll sit on the crossbenches. But I've known him for some time, and he's entitled to due process like any other person, but he's a person with Labor values, and I'm sure he'll continue to support the government's program.
Yeah, but then what is the point? What does the public make of this decision? The Prime Minister says these matters surrounding Craig Thompson are so serious, putting such a dark cloud over the Parliament, that he needs to be kicked out of the caucus, yet the government still relies on his vote.
Could I just remind you, I mean, not to understate the significance or importance of the allegations made, but not one has yet been substantiated against him, and he's perfectly entitled to sit as an independent in the Parliament and to vote.
Greg Combe, thank you very much for joining us on Breakfast.
Thanks a lot, friend. Bye-bye.
Climate Minister Greg Combe, it's 18 minutes to 8 on Breakfast.